Good evening, everyone. Well, this is the last evening of September, preparing this for in the morning, the 1st of October, 2022. You know, I could never figure out why people deify doctors. They put these doctors upon a great big old pedestal. My mom used to do it all the time. And I have some friends now and people that work for me that put doctors up on a pedestal. I talked to one of them today. His name's Charlie. Every time Charlie goes to the doctor, he gets really, really sick. And then when he figures out they've misprescribed his medication, he goes off of it and starts getting better. And then he goes back to the doctor for a checkup and they get him sick again. That's what, remember the lady in the Bible that had the issue of blood and she spent all of her money on doctors? They couldn't do anything to help her. And so, you know, I've gone to the doctor twice in the last 5 years. And both times I went to the doctor, I got sicker after I went because they prescribed medication that made me deathly sick twice. And then people wonder why I don't have any faith in the medical system or in doctors. That's why. Reminds me of a song, "A Great Physician Now Is Here, O Sympathizing Savior." There's only one great physician, and that's God. You know, I remember one time I was having problems with my back, and I went to a chiropractor, and he got me so down, I couldn't even hardly walk. I had to crawl around on the floor. That was the end of my chiropractic quack days. And the medical profession has become absolutely corrupt because it's associated with the corrupt federal government and corrupt politicians. My dad, when he was about 85 years old, I don't know why he went to the doctor this particular time, but he was in the doctor's office. And then when the doctor told him what it was going to cost, my dad says, "Isn't that kind of high?" You know what the doctor told him? "Mr. Phillips, we are a for-profit company." Now, that wasn't the right thing to tell my dad, okay? Well, like the old saying goes, follow the money. Just follow the money. It'll tell you a lot, you know. And that not only, by the way, is just goes for doctors. That goes for corrupt politicians. It goes for corrupt mechanics that try to run up great big old high bills. It goes for corrupt service people that come out to your property and work on your property and try to see how much they can get out of you. That goes for, you know, the Bible says the love of money is the root. It's the root of all evil. You know, remember what Christ did to the money changers? He drove them out of the temple. You know, remember what Judas did? Judas betrayed our Lord for 30 pieces of silver. 30 pieces of silver. You know, and so sometimes we have to look at things from a practical standpoint and realize, you know, I knew a person one time that the dental office just kept setting new appointments and new appointments and new appointments and new appointments and new appointments. You know, they like to run up these big old bills, you know. Some attorneys are the same way. "Oh, you need my legal advice on this. You need my legal advice. We need to do this. We need to do that." Some financial planners are the same way. It's all scams. Scams. What do you think it means when it says that we were born and conceived in sin? You know, Adam and Eve were scammed in the Garden of Eden. They were scammed by Satan. Satan said, you know, God had not said this. You know, and then we get scammed in our teaching, in our history. We get scammed in the teachings in school about the cosmology of the earth being spinning through space at 60,000 miles an hour and 1,000 miles at the equator, and we're told that we're living on a globe, on a ball. How can water stay on a ball? I'm a son of a plumber. My dad told me plumbers, the first two things they taught was payday is on Friday and water will not run uphill. Water will not run uphill. You better have at least a quarter of an inch per foot fall if you expect water to run, to drain. And yet we've been taught all of our lives that we're on a spinning globe and water stays on this ball. Give me a break. Big Bang theory, denying the six literal days of creation by God himself and concocting a narrative about evolution. We're not evolving, we're devolving. You know, look in the mirror if you don't believe it. Look in the mirror. All your hair is falling out. You're getting these sores all over your face. You're getting wrinkles. You're bending over like you're crippled. You're using a cane to get around with, and you're saying you're evolving. What a joke. And then also, people are so into getting more knowledge. Bible says knowledge puffeth up. People are not satisfied with just getting a high school diploma. They got to go on and get a undergraduate degree, and they're not satisfied with that. Then they have to get a master's degree, and they're not satisfied with that. They got to get a PhD, and they're not satisfied with that. They want to get another degree, and another one, and another one, and another one. You know? And then you have people out there that want to impress you with their oratory skills, you know. Well, the reason I'm bringing this up is that I would make several recommendations to you. One, stop deifying doctors. Two, throw all your degrees in the trash can. Three, quit going after the almighty dollar all your life. Four, don't trust in politicians. Five, don't trust in educators and don't trust in doctors. Don't trust in lawyers. And, you know, stop following the majority. Get out of Egypt. Get out of Egypt. Bible says to come out from the world and be separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean things. This is just some biblical common sense I'd like to share with you today. God bless.